Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, there's a lot of new music that's coming out this year, and one of the groups that is celebrating a new release is Scent of Remains. We actually have Herb Himes on with us from the group to talk to us not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with the world. Their album is called Under a Darkened Sky, if you guys have not heard of it. We'll be telling you how you can get your own a copy of the album, as well as you'll be hearing one of the singles from the project as well. Herb, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, great. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. I know you guys have been really busy, so we appreciate you taking out the time. Herb, let's start with the group. I mean, Scent of Remains is the name of the group, and you guys have been very busy over the past few years, not only, you know, being able to meet your fans, but also producing some great music. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to it?
You know, it's really been amazing. You know, it's been a long journey for a couple of us. We've been in and out of bands for quite some time, and you know, you continue to do what it is you love to do, and hope that in the end you'll have the opportunity to share your music with as many people as possible. And yeah. You know, with Scent, you know, we've been very fortunate, and you know, we've got picked up by Pavement Entertainment, and they've helped us distribute our album and get it out to all over North America and Europe, and you know, we're very, very excited to have it out there, and you know, we're getting a lot of really good feedback, picking up a lot of new fans each and every day, and you know, of course, with social media out there, it's so easy to stay in touch with your fans now, and to be able to, you know, just talk to them and get their feedback, and you know, just share what it is they like, and you know, listen to their feedback, and continue to go. It's just been great. It's been a great ride.
And you know what is great about you guys, Herb, is that you are taking advantage of the opportunity to not only meet your fans in person, but for those that you are not able to meet, to be able to connect with them, as you said, and socialize with them through social media. Do you think that has been one of the great things that has happened over the years, is that you've been able to find ways that, you know, you're not only able to, within a few clicks, be able to meet fans, but also to share your music as you're able to do now?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. I mean, you know, even when our first record came out, it had been out no more than just a few days, and it was an independent release. And, you know, suddenly we had fans in Russia and, you know, across Europe. And just you have that kind of global reach just at your fingertips. And, you know, to be able to just sit and talk music with someone who may come like your Facebook page, or to send them a private message saying, hey, you know, we really appreciate you following us. And, you know, we love to get the feedback from you about our music. I think it's great to be able to do that. It's definitely one of the benefits of social media.
Exactly. Totally one of the benefits. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Herb Himes of the group Scent of Remains. We're talking to him not only about, you know, the group and what it's been like for them to meet their fans, but also produce music. So, Herb, let's talk about you personally. When did you first realize that music was something that you wanted to do?
Wow, I was just a little guy. I remember staying at my cousin's house. My parents were, you know, out of town for a convention for my father's work, and I was staying at my cousin's house. He's about 9 years older than I am, and he was always playing in bands and whatnot. I remember just looking through his record collection, and, you know, he'd sit up in his room, and we'd listen to records, you know, old Aerosmith and Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and, you know, a lot of the classic rock bands at the time. And it was right then and there that that's something that I really, really wanted to do. It just moved me in a way that I'd never felt before, and it's been that way ever since. I guess I was probably 5 years old, 6 years old, something like that.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, and then to be able to hold on to that has to be an exciting thing. You know, we mentioned social media, but you guys have also, of course, used your website, centofremains.com, to be able to keep individuals posted. And, of course, just last month it was that you released the video from Ash We Rise, the single we'll be listening to. Talk to us about that aspect of this, because through that video, of course, we're able to get not only an idea of you guys, but also, of course, you're taking advantage of the opportunity of sharing the lyrics so people can kind of read along with you guys and helping them that way and being able to learn the lyrics. What has it been like for you to have that visual component? Have you gotten used to seeing yourself in videos yet?
I have. You know, this is our second video, and Each one has been self-produced with a guy by the name of Sam Comer from Sofa Couch Movie Films, who's a local filmmaker here in Knoxville, Tennessee, where we're from. And we just got really fortunate. We were, you know, watching some short films online, and you know, Sam had won a couple of awards for some horror movie shorts that he had done. And we thought, hey, you know, let's contact this guy and see if he wants to work with us. And you know, he'd never done a music video before. We had never shot a video before at that time. And it was local artist helping local artist. You know, he did it for free. And, you know, we kind of figured out what it is we wanted to do and how to go about doing it. And, you know, we've continued to work with Sam, and he's been amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that is, again, one of the great things. So, you know, with this album, you know, I remember, because I follow you guys on Twitter, and I remember when you guys talked about just a couple of weeks ago about the release. How does that feel to work on something like you guys have, Herb, and then to be able to offer it to your fans for them? How does that feel to have it out there?
Wow, I really don't think there's a better feeling, you know. Short of coming off the stage, playing a live show, and knowing that you killed it that night, and everybody got into it, it's just very gratifying, and it's very satisfying. I think, you know, as an artist, I don't think I'm ever satisfied with my playing, because I'm always striving to get better. I'm always trying to learn. But when you work so hard at something and you put so much time and so much effort into it, not only individually but as a group, to see it, you know, come to fruition like that, you know, with a record label and a distribution company kind of pushing your music out to everybody, it's very, very rewarding.
Well, yeah, it definitely has to be. Now, the album is Under a Darkened Sky. It's available right now through our partner at Amazon.com, as well as through iTunes, where a lot of people do get their music. For those who have not had a chance to hear the single, we're really excited to be able to share it with their audience here, Herb. We want you to stay with us. Here is From Ash We Rise. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live. Of Remains. We've been speaking with Herb Himes of the group here today, talking with him not only about the love of music that he has that really began at quite a young age, but also now what it's like for him with the group to be able to share that with other people. The album, as I said earlier, is available right now. The album, as you just heard actually in the song, is Under a Blackened Sky. So, Herb, I did want to ask you this question, and I think one of the things you guys have really learned is the importance of being yourself. How much do you think that has been a key to your success, and not trying to imitate anyone else, just to be the best of yourselves as artists?
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that, you know, the longer in music, the more comfort you get. You know, I think a lot of young bands were starting out, you know, they want to kind of sound like their favorite band or sound like somebody, and we have so many influences as a group from each and every one of us, and you know, I guess we're really fortunate in that we're able to, you know, take all these, you know, diverse influences we have and put them together. And, you know, we write very collaboratively. It's not, you know, one person's project. Everybody gets their input and, you know, someone may bring in an idea and then everybody massages it and we work together on it. And, you know, it comes out sounding like Son of Remains. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, we enjoy writing together, and it's really cool to, you know, we don't set out to try to sound like anybody else. It's just what it is. We have, you know,
right,
influences, you know, from blues to, of course, metal and jazz and all over the place. And you hear a lot of that in our music, just a lot of varied influences come together to make what our sound, you know, has become.
Exactly. And I think that is a great thing for anyone to understand. If you really want to succeed, yeah, I mean, the best way to do it is by being yourself. I mean, you know, everyone else is taken, just to be the best of yourself, just like Sin of Remains has been able to do. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with Herb Himes of the group here. You guys can stay in contact with the group at www.scentofremains.com is the website. You know, Herb, I can't let you leave without asking you, how did the name of the group come about?
It's a funny story. The origins of the band started with our drummer Paul Shippers, and he was playing with a couple of other guys before I joined the band. And they were putting names, just getting names from an online random band name generator, and that name came up. And at the time when I started jamming with the guys that came out, you know, we rehearsed a few times, things were going good, we started talking about band names, and that name came up. And, you know, true story, when I was 12, I actually found a body. The lady across the street had been murdered by a boyfriend, and my mom sent me over there to take her, you know, some cookies or, you know, and go check on her, and I discovered it. And so when I heard that name, it was very powerful for me. I remembered it. It's like, wow, you know, that's something that you don't forget ever.
Right.
And it's always there. And, you know, I joke, I turned out okay, you know, but I have. And, you know, it was an incredible, you know, just a weird experience for me. But the name really stuck in my head as something that's very powerful, and so we decided to go with that.
All right, so Scent of Remains it is, and again, everyone, scentofremains.com is the website. The guys are also on Facebook and Twitter. You guys can find them at Scent of Remains on Twitter, and also you can find them, just check out Scent of Remains on Facebook as well. You can click on the link also on our pages at either twitter.com/CyrusWeb or facebook.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tag their Facebook and Twitter pages on our page to make it easy for you guys to find. Herb, again, congratulations to the guys and you. The album, again, that's available right now is Under a Blackened Sky. It's available on Amazon.com, our partner here, but also at iTunes as well. Last question I have for you, Herb, would be this. I always try to ask people who come on this program this question because I think that everyone has something to add. Based on your own experience, and you discovered your passion early on in life, and that passion being music, what do you say to people who are coming up about the importance of recognizing their own passion and sticking with it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's no matter what it is you do, whether it's music or art or, you know, whatever you want to make your vocation, I think it's important you feel it. It's important you strive to do that, because that's going to make you more complete as an individual. You know, you don't want to give up on a dream. I happen to be a little bit older than a lot of the guys in my band, and it's something that I never lost that desire for, and I just continue to work for it. And I think, you know, you put the time in, you put the work in, and you believe in yourself and who you are and what it is you're doing, and it will definitely pay off in the end. And I think, you know, it makes you feel a lot better about who you are, and you certainly have a great sense of accomplishment, and, you know, you start meeting those goals.
There you go. And you heard it from someone who's definitely doing just that. Again, Herb, congratulations to you guys, and thanks a lot for the time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, glad to do it. Again, everyone, scentofremains.com is the website. You can find out all about the album there, as well as be able to see how you can stay in contact with the group. That's going to do it for us for this segment. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.